Our scripture reading today, Nehemiah 1:9. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. The second reading is Matthew 10:14. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet.
I just thank God today. Lord, I do thank you for this sermon. I ask that you allow it to bless those who are here and then those who, God, are listening on the podcast. I ask that you would bless them and meet them. And we thank you for it. God, speak through me. Allow my words to bless those who are listening. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I'm going to sing a quick song for you before I get into my sermon, but it goes with my sermon. So our title is Shake It Off. And this is a song we sang, in our church. But I like it, and I love it when the kids really get into it. And it's called Shake the Devil Off. So just enjoy it, I hope. And it's a fast song. If you want to clap with me, that would be great to help me stay on beat. So, and it goes like this. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. In the name of Jesus, shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. Shake, shake, shake. Shake the devil off. In the name of Jesus, shake the devil off. Amen. Amen. That's what I want to talk about today. It's really cool when the kids come and they're shaking him off. But I wanted to just sing that because that's something, there's sometimes we have to really consider, when negative things come to us, not letting it stay. When negative thoughts come to us, when people say negative things, we have to consider just shaking that off and moving forward, not letting it sit with you. Have you ever had someone say something to you that just was nasty, mean, and they said something to you, and instead of just going, that's their problem, shake it off, we think about it, and we dwell on it, and why would they say that to me, and how could they say that, and we keep, we give it life. But today I want to talk about how we can begin to shake those negative things off, not only what people say, but when the enemy comes to discourage you and tell you God's not a healer, when he comes to discourage you and say, no, you can't make it, how we can throw that, shake that off and not hold on to it, not carry it, not dwell on it, but dwell on his word and his power and what he says, what God says we are and what God says we can do. So this, I know you've heard the song from Taylor Swift, it's Shake It Off, and Shake It Off, Shake It Off. And they play it on almost all the commercials and things like. Anyway, I never paid a lot of attention. It's catchy because it has a catchy beat. So I've always heard it, but one day I was driving and it came on, and in it she said a line. She said, the haters are going to hate, the fakers are going to fake, but I'm just going to shake it all off. And I thought, well, that's really kind of powerful when you think about what she's saying. I'm not going to dwell. People are going to say mean things. The enemy, the devil, is going to try and discourage you. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to shake it off. That's what she was saying. And I thought that was really neat, so I made a sermon about it. So let's talk about how we can shake it off this morning, starting with Matthew 10 and 14. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he's telling them, if they don't receive you, if they don't accept you, shake them off, shake the dust off and keep it moving. And that's what we have to do. We have to keep going forward. It doesn't matter what anyone says, anyone who wants to discourage you or fight against your dream, what God has called you to do, but they want to discourage you from doing that. We have to, just as he told his disciples, shake it off. Shake it off and keep moving forward. I called you to do a job. I called you to encourage people. I called you to go, just what they were asking, to go into hospice and read to those who need that company. He's calling us to do that as a body. to go in and to be a blessing to others. But if someone is discouraging you, or if the enemy is telling you you can't do it, or telling you, oh, it's too late, it's too late to do it now, you should have did it when you were younger, that's the enemy. We have to shake that off and let that go, knowing that God has called us to do this. What I like basketball a lot. I don't know if you figured that one out or not, but I do like basketball, mainly because my son really likes basketball. It's good, and as he was coming up, it was a good way for me to kind of bond with him and learn. And I mean, I've always liked it from when I was younger. I even played, believe it or not, 5'1". I played basketball when I was in junior high. And I'm a good guard too. I can really do it. So, but anyway, and that kind of leads to my point. Kobe Bryant was our favorite player. My son just loved him. And so I started to really like and watch Kobe. And I would listen to the announcers and they'd say, boy, Kobe just shook them all off. And he would. He would do that. And they wouldn't know. He would confuse them as to which way he was going to go to make the basket. And so that's kind of what we have to do when it comes to shaking off, especially the negative things that the enemy tries to tell us. When he tries to tell you, you can't. I was just invited, and this is a good example. I was just invited to do a speech for a women's group at the end of the month. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do that. But as soon as I finished saying yes, I immediately felt like, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you'll never be able to say the right things. But I had to go back to, no, this is what God called me to do. I do this every Sunday. How could now all of a sudden I not think I can't go encourage women, you know? And so we have to shake off. I had to shake that thought off. And I just immediately began to start writing what I was going to say. And what I had to combat it with the word of God and go, no, God said I'm more than a conqueror. No, he said that I can do all things through him. And so I had to just keep doing that. That's how we shake off the negative thoughts that come, the negative things that the enemy sends to try and distract us and keep us from doing what God has called us to do. Make us feel like we're not worthy to do it, or that we're too old to do it, or, oh, we're not smart enough to do it. But no, God is calling us to do these things. We have to shake off the negative thoughts. Shake it off like Kobe Bryant. Shake it off. Which way? With the word of God, you use those words to distract the enemy. No, I don't hear you. I'm going to do what God called me to do. I don't hear you. I'm more. That's the best one. I'm more than a conqueror. I can do it. I had to. I really did. Even still now, I had to encourage myself to know. No, they wouldn't have asked you if they didn't feel like you had something to share with these young women. And so we have to do that. We have to know. We have to bring back what we know is true. We can't hear those negative thoughts. We have to bring back what we know is true. What is true? God has called us to bless people. He has called us. He has given you what you need to go out into this world and bless those who need to hear what you have. You have a testimony. There are things that you've gone through. I've talked to so many of you, and there are so many things you said to me that bless me. You have a testimony. You've been through life. Our life experiences are our testimony to how God brought us through it. So we can't hear. We do not need to listen to what the enemy says. When he says you can't do it, we have to shake it off like Jesus told his disciples. Shake the dust from your feet and keep it moving. Amen. So Acts 28 and 1. 1 through 6, actually. And I really like this story because sometimes people have their opinion of you. Even that, you have to know what God says about you. So let's read Acts 28, 1 through 6. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out of the heat, fastened itself on his hand. When the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, the goddess Justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead, but after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and they said he was a god. So sometimes people form a judgment of you, even when they don't actually know you. They don't actually know you. In this case, and I know it seems a little different, but where I'm coming from in this is that they were happy with Paul. And this book, the book of Acts, is written by Luke. So Luke is telling the story about Paul. So they were happy with Paul. They were nice. It said they were nice and kind to Paul. But the second that the snake bit his hand, they were like, oh no, he must be a murderer. They went from really nice to a murderer that quickly. I mean, it's like a big stretch. But they just immediately formed an opinion of him from one situation. Have you had someone do that to you, form an opinion of you from one thing or what they heard someone say about you? You know, we have to shake those words off. Paul, just like he did the snake, he shook that snake off. He knew he was a man of God. He knew that no weapon formed against him should prosper. So that snake had no chance with Paul because he knew who he was in God. And so that's what we have to do. People will form negative opinions about you. They may hear someone say something, but we cannot pay attention to those negative words. You cannot pay attention to it. You have to shake it off, like Paul did the snake. Shake it off and keep moving forward, knowing that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So no words, none of that people say against you shall prosper. It just amazes me how people can build a whole scenario about you, you know, but you have to be able to shake that off. I know it happens to everyone. You have to be able to shake it off and keep moving forward, knowing that God has called you to do the job that he's called you to do, and knowing that he has called you. You know, you all listen every week, and I say this a lot, but I want to make sure that you know every single one of you in this room has a job to do for God. He's called you to do something. And so as you're beginning to be aware of what it is, I want you to not hear anything the naysayers say. They may think it's not the job for you, but you know God has called you to spread his word. If that's what it is, if it's to call people on the phone and just tell them God loves them, if that's the job he's called you to do, you need to do that and not let anyone, no one talks on the phone anymore. They send emails. No, it doesn't matter. What God has called you to do, that's what you do. Not hear the negative things that come towards you. And they're going to come because that's the enemy's job. It's to discourage us from being what God has called us to be. Those negative thoughts, those negative words are going to come. But my prayer today is that when you leave here, you can use the word of God to combat those, to shake those words off, to shake those negative words off, no matter what it may be. Because I can think of times when I was sick and the enemy would tell me, you're not going to live. You're not going to make it. You're not. But I know God has a job for me. God has a calling on my life. I am going to make it. But sometimes it's hard. It's hard to combat those negative words that the enemy brings. But with the word of God, he says, lo, I am with you always. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You can trust me. He's a God that you can trust. So you can shake off those negative words that the enemy brings to you. Jeremiah 1:8. And this just goes along with what I'm saying, because God called us before we were born is what this scripture says. He already called you to do the job that he has for you to do. And we have to be able to tell those naysayers, those who tell us that we can't, we have to be able to tell them, nope, God has called me before I was formed in my mother's womb, is what the word says. Jeremiah 1:8. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for ye shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, ye shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. He's telling him, I'm with you. Just what I just said, because I got ahead of myself, because I believe this, so it's something I have to walk in. But God is telling us, he is with you. I formed you. When I formed you, I set a job for you to do. Don't let anyone, don't look at their faces. That was one of my mom's favorite to tell me when I would go out to speak, because I was always so nervous to go out to speak. And it seemed to come natural to her. But she would tell me, don't look at their faces. Remember Jeremiah 1:8. The Lord said, don't look at their faces. Just know I called you and I am with you. And so whatever it is that you know, you're feeling that God has called you to do, if it's to be a blessing to the people in your neighborhood, if you don't know how important that is, do you know that that's so important? There are some people who never get the, or even hear or have the touch of someone. So it's so important that if he's calling you to go out and read to the sick, or he's calling you to go out and say hello to your neighbors, sometimes that's the only hello that they get that whole week. So don't let anyone discourage you. Don't let the enemy discourage you saying it's not necessary. It is necessary. It is necessary to touch the lives of people. He's called us. He formed us. Before we were in our mother's womb, he knew what he called us to do. So I want to encourage you again today to just not give up, not give in to those negative thoughts, to those negative words from others. So I have one last scripture that I want to share. And it's Nahum 1:9. It says, whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. And I use this scripture several ways. It was one that was listed on my healing. I had a healing list, healing scripture list. It was one that we would use just to say that trouble wouldn't come back again. And when God heals, he heals. And so I would read it for that. But in this case, I want you to know God, he's got you. And he's telling us that in Nahum. And he's saying, I want to read it again. He says, wherever they plot against the Lord, whatever they plot against you, the negative things that people say, the Lord, he will bring to an end. He's going to stop it. So you go out and do what he's called you to do. He will bring it to an end, and trouble will not come a second time. But just to encourage you, my last words this morning, shake it off. Think about Kobe Bryant. Shake it off. You thought it was going to be deep, didn't you? Nope. I want you to think about that. Think about that. How he would play, you know. But just shake off what the enemy brings to you. Don't let it fester. Don't sit and think about it. When someone says something mean to you, I can always remember, there's one lady though who told me I'd never be a doctor. She told me that. And it was a whole scenario, but just that. And I went through a lot of struggles making it through to the end of my journey in education. But I had to keep on combating that negative word, because of course the enemy is going to bring it back. You know what she said? You'll never. Well, she had no power. I couldn't let that fester. I couldn't let that sit on me and hold that in and internalize it. No, I had to internalize. No, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things. I can do this. I can finish this journey. I can make it. I had to not hold on to those negative words. And so if you remember nothing else, one, remember Kobe Bryant, you know, he was able to do that. And then not to hold on to those. When people say negative things to you, or when the enemy tries to put negative thoughts, be quick to shake it off. Nope, I don't receive it. Be quick to shake that off. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, for Broadway Christian Church. I thank you for each member that's here today. And Lord, I'm asking today that, Lord, you would bless them, God, as they go out to do what it is you're calling them to do. Lord, that you would give them the courage and the strength, and that you would let your words ring in their ears. They are more than a conqueror, that you formed them in their mother's womb to do this job you're calling them to do. And Lord, we thank you for it. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. And Lord, I pray that you would give them a new boldness, a boldness to go out and speak about you and to share your love with others, God, and to help and bless and all of those things that you're calling them to do. We thank you for it. We give you praise. And then, God, we do pray once again for all those who are sick, God, and are needing your healing hand. God, we ask that you would let your healing touch, God, touch them from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And God, we just give you praise. We give you honor and glory because you're so wonderful. You are the healer, and we thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.